Okay, we've looked at some models that do not work. Now let's look at the one that does work. After spending much time with the models we looked at previously, and several other similar models I will not trouble you with, I have concluded that the entirety of each DNA tetraplex must be under the jurisdiction of a single histone octamer. There are still, however, multiple ways to structure such models. The form I consider most likely starts, as they all do, from the same view of the protamine DNA complex we've looked at several times before. First, we must rotate the protein 90 degrees, because, as we've already seen in the slides above, if the protein is oriented as shown here, then the two members of each associated base pair will wind up belonging to different histone octamers. Next, we remove the extraneous DNA and protein,